up, and I apologize, Madam Chair, that I missed this. There was discussion about holding the record open for information about that easement. One thing that we had talked about, or I had thought about, I guess I'll phrase it that way, is whether we need additional information on the status of building permits, et cetera. But from what Mr. Whitehouse has explained, that's maybe premature at this point, because they'd have to apply for commercial building permits and get inspections if it's approved for conditional use. Do I have that right?
Yep, good.
So I don't think we have to hold the record open for anything else but that easement. But so we'll do that. We'll do the research on that, find out what that easement says, and then put it back on a future agenda. I do think if you're inclined to approve it, there has to be some pretty specific conditions, because we know they need variances. We know they're going to need to go through that building permit approval process. And I think there needs to be a time frame on doing that as well.
And I would also like to see the letter from DNR stating that was acceptable.
Yeah, that would be another one. I have that in my notes. Because one of the things, you know, we don't want to stand in the way of somebody's ability to use their property. But if we don't have rules in place, then there's anarchy, you know, in terms of how everybody uses their property. That's what we have zoning for.
How many sheds can I fit on my property?
Yeah, you know, and at some point, you know, we have to be cautious about these, because is it a campground which has its own set of rules or not? You know, that's the other thing that I think we need to look at, so that we're not, you know. And the issue always is creating unintended consequences. This one may be fine, but then what? How do we handle the next one that's four sheds, or four something similar? So
I'm placing my order.
Yeah, right. Yeah. So anyhow, I don't want to be obstructionist, but at the same time,
got to make it right.
We got to make it right, exactly.
Yeah, as best we can, anyways.
Yeah.
A couple comments, not for or against the application. There's a tree house that neighbors my property that's an Airbnb.
Yeah.
And this reminds me of that, and people just love it.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
He was in front of us.
Yeah, when she came before us, I thought no one would even stay there. They stay there all the time. Yeah. And there's one of those big round tents.
I think that's the yurt that she was referring to, because that's went through as a conditional use.
Right. For us, yeah.
Right. That being said, when you apply for Airbnb, the first thing on their list is check with city and county government.
Yeah. Mm.
This isn't a surprise that this is required.
Well, and I think in that other situation, I think you had recused yourself on that one because it was next door.
Yeah.
But I believe in that instance that they were asking permission first.
Yeah.
You know,
I think that's the point he's making.
It was there.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't have opposed it.
Yeah, right.
It's wonderful.
Right. So, anyhow.
Yeah.
Some things to sort out.
Yeah, don't mistake my comments for opposition at all.
We're having discussion about it, and that's what we're supposed to do.
Opposition or in favor.
Well, but I would also say that you know, as we're going forward with figuring out the easement and where that might be located, is think about what an appropriate time would be to get correct, because it's been 3 years now since it was first violated, too. You know, and I know Mr. Whitehouse and his staff have been working to try to get them into compliance, and it seems like it's taken some time. Meanwhile, it's been rented all this time as well. So
it's not possible.
It's something that needs to be addressed and fixed.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
Yeah.
If we were to approve, is it possible to get the applicant before Board of Adjustment by May when the season starts?
We can certainly expedite it. And part of the issue with the board, and we'll have to work with the applicant, is that the shed can be picked up and moved. It can be brought into compliance.
Yeah, that takes away sort of the hardship element of it.
I was going to say it's on her to get the information to us, too, that we are requiring. So
the
timeline is on her.
The commission could theoretically craft a condition, though, that, you know, if the applicant is unsuccessful in obtaining a variance, then the structure shall be moved.
Yeah,
we can come up with wording to that effect.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay.
Madam Chair, I'm going to make a motion to defer conditional use 2530 Whitney Price, holding the record open to look into whether or not the roadway is private or can be used for this application.
Yeah, I second the motion.
Okay, the motion has been made and seconded to leave the record open for conditional use number 2530 Whitney Price, pending information on Lucinda Drive and the DNR approval letter. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next hearing.
Just on that, so everybody's benefit, before you put that on the next agenda to bring it back, just check with me, because I just don't know how much time it's going to take to get the title search done on that.
Oh, yeah.
That's all.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I mean, we'll go as fast as we can, but I don't want to just put it on there and we're not
ready. Right, yep. Okay, the next item on our agenda this evening was conditional use number 2544, Waste Management of Delaware. Mr. Mears, what's your pleasure?
I'm going to go ahead and make a motion to defer conditional use 2544, Waste Management of Delaware, Inc. for further consideration.
I second that motion.
Okay, the motion's been made to defer action on conditional use number 2544, Waste Management of Delaware. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Next item is conditional use number 2603, Tidewater Utilities.
Okay, Madam Chair, I have a motion that I will read.
Okay.
I move that we recommend approval of conditional use 2603 for Tidewater Utilities, Inc. for improvements to an existing water treatment facility based upon the record and for the following reasons. One, this project benefits the health, safety, and welfare of the residents in the area. Two, the improvements will provide for water supply to current and future area residents by replacing the existing tank with a larger one that provides capacity needed for additional fire flow and additional average demand. Three, fire protection capabilities will be further enhanced to the area. Four, the project will not have an adverse impact on neighboring properties or community. Five, water utility operations like those in this project are subject to substantial regulation by the Public Service Commission, DENREC, Public Health, State Fire Marshal, FAA, among others. Six, this recommendation for approval is subject to the following conditions. A, the water tank shall remain under 42 feet in height and 40 feet in diameter. B, the tank shall be painted in a neutral color and no signage or other lettering shall be permitted on it. C, structural design and operation of the water facility shall comply at a minimum with industry standards such as the American Water Works Association. D, one lighted ground level sign shall be permitted identifying the owner and providing emergency contact information. E, the site plan shall be subject to review and approval by the Planning and Zoning Commission upon receipt of all applicable agency approvals.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2603, Tidewater Utilities, Inc. Mr. Collins, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. The motion carries 3-0. Next up is conditional use number 2607, State of Delaware, Office of Management and Budget.
Madam Chair, Council's going to read a motion into the record.
Thank you, and I'll read this on behalf of Mr. Mears. Madam Chair, Mr. Mears moves that the Commission recommend approval of conditional use number 2607 for the State of Delaware Office of Management and Budget for an emergency vehicle operations course based on the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the use is for a very public purpose, the Delaware State Police. Two, the training course will promote the health, safety, and welfare of Sussex County residents and visitors. Three, the site is appropriate for this use. It is next to the new Delaware State Police Troop 4 site, and there are other state facilities and public uses in this immediate area. It is in a location that provides centralized access to many points in eastern Sussex County. Points in Sussex County. Four, the use will not adversely affect neighboring properties or roadways. Five, no parties appeared in opposition to this application. And six, this recommendation is subject to the following conditions. A, the site shall comply with all DLDOT entrance and roadway improvement requirements. B, the site shall comply with any requirements of the Sussex Conservation District, and C, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Thank you, Mr. Robertson.
You're welcome.
So moved.
I second the motion.
Okay, the motion's been made and seconded to approve conditional use number 2607, State of Delaware, Office of Management and Budget. Mr. Mears, how do you vote?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Collins?
I vote yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
And the chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions